The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do.
And we got finally a Friday Tom Jones music going on. This is Last Call. If you got anything you want to talk about, doesn't matter what it is, you want to talk about the restaurant business, you can do that because our great friend Randy Pust, who is a local restaurateur, raconteur, I don't know what that means, I'm just saying it, and gad about town who knows a lot about the restaurant business. She's sticking around because I just like having her here. She's hey. Very entertaining, high energy, keeps you moving and a grooving. So she's going to be in here for a while as well. So we're doing Last Call. So if you want to call in, talk about anything, doesn't have to be restaurant related, just give us a call, 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. I know I don't have to give those numbers because our listeners know them by heart. Actually, just in the break, Randy got that tattooed on her arm as we speak. She was like, hold on a second, got it done. So that way she'd never forget it, just like the listeners will never forget it. So she's here. If there's anything you want to talk about, feel free to call in. Call those numbers. If I don't get at least 5 phone calls, Dave's going to fire me. He demands phone calls.
It's and all, I'm open to questions. I'll answer anything about anything.
Anything about anything.
Tattoos, whatever.
Hair, piercings, hair. Yeah, cooking.
Cooking.
Yeah. If you want to know about what the, if you want to know what the cooking staff does to your food when you send it back.
Meat. When you send your meat
when
back.
When you send your meat back. She will answer, honestly, what they do to your food. If, hey, my steak is too rare. That's never happened to me, by the way. But my steak is too rare or it's not spiced enough. She'll tell you what happens.
Yeah.
Let me give you a hint.
So gross.
So if you got any questions, there you go. Call in those numbers, 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. If there's anything in the news you want to talk about, let me get over to my little notepad here and see what I got for what's going on in the news. I saw in the Tribune, there was an article about illegal motorcycle riding in the Salinas Riverbed. I haven't done it, but I can see people wanting to do it. I do a lot of four-wheeling, especially back in the day, I used to do a ton of four-wheeling. And so many of the places that I like to go wheeling have become inaccessible.
Yep.
They just close them off. My favorite was up in Cayucas. Go up on that hill right there. As you get into Cayucas, now there's a big gate across it. You can't go to the top. We used to go up there and, you know, you could see the 4th of July fireworks from Cambria to San Luis, probably Pismo too. I mean, if it was clear. I loved going up there and it was a quick little four-wheeling thing and it was fun, but they closed it down. Mm-hmm. And so many of the other places that I used to go, they've closed down. So I can see maybe that's why motorcyclists are kind of getting pushed into that riverbed area to go.
They don't have anywhere to ride.
Yeah, where can you go? So maybe if you got a tip on where to ride your motorcycle off-road, let me know. Or go wheeling off-road, let me know. Also, Disney's Autopia going electric. You know, the little cars.
Yeah.
They're going electric. Now they're going to sound like, you know,
that
like
weird
Jetsons.
Sound.
They're going electric. And normally I'm kind of anti-electric just because I don't think the technology is there. But I'm kind of for it because last time I was there, it was like standing around 100 lawnmowers. I mean, it just smelled so bad with that lawnmower exhaust and noise. And it kind of bugged me. And I'm a car guy, man. You know, I'll sit there and freebase, you know, a flathead Ford engine all day long. I just love the smell of an old flathead and the sound, that pop, pop, pop sound of the flathead. You know, I'm not against exhaust, but just those that stupid lawnmower sound and the smell, I just wasn't a fan. So if you want to talk about that, feel free. And the big story of the week, O.J. Simpson finally got executed.
He did.
And justice, I wouldn't say served, but a little bit of justice got doled out.
I think for many people, justice
for O.J. Do you remember the... the kerfuffle around that back in 94.
Which one, the glove or the
the insanity that was
when he ran?
Yeah. I mean, you were around.
I was.
Yeah, you were part of the world at that point. I put together a little 1 minute clip thing here. Let me get my thing here. So I put together a little 1 minute kind of highlight reel of the OJ situation in case people want to know. Here, let's do this.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
Intersection of the 5 and the 91 freeway. One thing we have been noticing, again, it's a very slow pursuit, followed by numerous highway patrol vehicles, but because of the intensity, it seems like people have heard about what's going on. And all the overpasses that we've seen, the presumed vehicle of O.J. Simpson is still traveling very slowly northbound along the 5 freeway.
As things got heated, I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself. And this guy kind of got into a karate thing. And I said, well, you think you can kick my ass? And I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion, taking a knife from Charlie. And to be honest, after that, I don't remember. Except I'm standing there, and I don't think any two people could be murdered the way they were without everybody being covered in blood.
Now, that last segment was from an interview that recently got unearthed that he did on Fox that never aired, where he was promoting a book called If I Did It, I think it was. I can't remember the exact name. Like, I didn't do it, but if I did, kind of a thing. And he tells the story of, well, if he had done it, this is what would have happened. And he's kind of describing exactly probably what happened. And he blames this guy named Charlie. He says, oh, this guy, Charlie, I got the knife from Charlie and blah, blah, blah. But there's never been anyone described as who Charlie is, Charlie who, and maybe Charlie's the one that did it. And we don't know.
I've never heard anything about the Charlie until now.
Yeah, it never aired. But this was part of his, had he done it. Because everything, when he said this, he's like, everything I'm saying is totally hypothetical and didn't happen. But if I had done it, this is what would happen. But then instead of saying, well, it would have done this, would have done that, he kept saying, I did this, I did that. And it was almost like he was retelling exactly what had happened. And that's what that last little segment was from. We got a call. Actually, we got a couple calls. First, let's go to Lance, the big dance. He's calling in. Lance, what's up?
Hey, Craig, how are you?
Good. Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Love to hear you on the radio every so often. I'm glad Dave gives you the mic. But, you know, I wanted to say, last time I called in, they were talking about the difference between, you know, what California had changed. And I don't know if you remember, I said one of the things that I noticed the big difference is what we're not allowed to do in California. And I talked about, you know, in Texas, trying to build a home without a building permit. And I said, you know, in California, my dad and I built a cabin without a permit, you know, back in the 60s. And we had your regular progressive liberal callers calling in, pointing out that I was basically full of, you know what, because it still can be done. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all you got to do is look on the California.gov site, and the question you ask is, do I need a building permit for my project? Now get this, Greg. According to the California Building Standards Code, no building or structure may be erected, constructed, enlarged, altered, repaired, moved, improved, removed, converted, or demolished unless a separate permit for each building or structure has first been obtained from the building official. You can't, based on that, you can't even paint your house without a permit.
And that, I'm supposed to be surprised, but I'm not. I mean, it's California.
Well, what I want to know is all the people that were saying I was full of, you know what, that you can still do it in California in certain areas. It's like, I want to know where. But based on this, if you want to paint your bathroom, you need a permit.
If you want to make an improvement.
Think about that.
That's very true. And matter of fact, this last week I was up north, up near Sacramento, at Vacaville to be precise, and they have trees. My brother's house, there's two trees that are in imminent danger of damaging whatnot, and they can't remove the tree without getting a permit. And to get the permit, they have to have someone come out and do a site survey to remove a tree from their front yard and one from their backyard. And
you need that in the city of San Luis Obispo. Even if you planted the tree yourself, you planted it, you took care of it, you pruned it, you fed it, you watered it, you did everything, you still have to get the city's permission to remove it.
It's almost like you don't own anything. People just, they put it in your name so that you can take care of it, but it really belongs to the state.
Everything.
Exactly. And so when you look here, if you alter or improve your home, think about it. If you change a light fixture, that's altering. You need a permit for that.
Well, I definitely should have a permit when I do a light bulb because it's very dangerous. I need scaffolding and a crew out there to watch me. Thank you very much, Lance, for coming in. You have made your point. Thank you.
You got it, Craig. All right, take care.
Thanks, you too. And I want to get to Bob before we go to the break. Bob, you are on. What's up?
Yeah, oddly enough, I called in right after Lance last time. Lance is still full of it. Go to Section 107 of the building code and read the exception. Painting, wallpapering, cabinets, tile, trim, molding. There's a long list of exceptions. And the section about limited density rural housing is in there as well. So you do not need a permit to paint your house. You do not need a permit to change a light fixture or a plumbing fixture. You only need a permit if you're doing wiring or piping.
All right, the ball is now in Lance's court. But were you calling for something else besides that originally?
Yes, I was.
What's that?
In 1994, during the OJ trial, I had a German exchange student as a roommate. And he was fascinated by that trial. He watched it all day, every day. And he was amazed because in Germany, you have a defense counsel, but the purpose of the defense counsel is to work with the prosecutor to ascertain the truth. And there are no jury trials. And so he absolutely would have been convicted in Germany. And my German roommate was just absolutely amazed.
Well, I can understand that because I think 99% of everyone was amazed at the verdict. I got to let you go. We are falling behind on a break, so we're going to hit that break. And when we come back, we will take more of your phone calls. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Hometown Radio on Newstalk 920 and FM 96.5. Kilo Victor Echo Charlie. You got to jump and jive here on News Talk 920 KVEC. My name is Craig Hill, filling in for the illustrious Dave Congleton with my man Jim to my right with me as always, helping me for the Friday that I am here. So if you got any questions, you want to talk about anything, if your name is Jack, anyone who wants to call in, please feel free to call. The number is 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. Talk about anything you want. And, hey, there's someone named Jack on the phone. What's up?
Hey.
What Greg, a coincidence.
I love Open Line Friday. OJ, right? OJ was proof that murder is legal in California. You know, it was a different time in America. Of course, camps were pretty well divided.
Right.
But, you know, you'd have to have something less than a room temperature IQ to acquit him of murder. He murdered those two people in cold blood. And then when he did his little, you know, strong-arm robbery over in Nevada, Nevada settled the score a little bit because I think they gave him something like 9 years or something.
Yeah, it was a pretty hefty sentence.
Yeah, it was a pretty hefty sentence, and I think, you know, that was them trying to you know, settle up a little bit for his previous wrongs. But for anybody, to believe that O.J. Simpson was innocent, all I'd have to say to those people is they're complete and utter fools. And I'm being generous with those terms.
Yeah, so, it did seem pretty obvious.
And the interesting part is his kids, his children, will be burdened with the rest of the rest of their life knowing that their father murdered their mother. They were the innocent victims in all of this, beyond, obviously, the two murder victims.
That's a good point.
Yeah. They forget about him, but they're going to have to carry the burden of their dad having murdered their mother. And for anybody, I mean, it just proves that the system, if you have enough money, the system will work in your favor.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's something I've always thought, as far as when we get guests coming on saying that there's a difference in law for black and white, I say, well, no, it's rich or poor. That's the divide in the justice system, not what the color of your skin is. It's the color of your money. And if you got enough of it,
absolutely. And, you know, Johnny Cochran, I won't say God rest his soul, may he rest in hell. He got his just desserts with an early death. If there is such a thing as karma, the rest of those flea bag attorneys will get theirs too. O.J. Simpson was a piece of human debris, and the world is a better place today than it was yesterday.
I'm not going to disagree. And as far as his lawyers are concerned, I step back a little bit from that because of the fact that all criminals, all innocent people are afforded the best defense possible, and he just happened to be able to afford the best of the best, and it worked for him.
Yeah, you can say that, but my view of attorneys is generally relatively low, and it's proof positive that if you shake enough money in front of them, they'll cave too, and they did,
You know, it's funny. I look at attorneys. I know everyone hates attorneys. Attorney jokes left and right, but I've had one, and one I used for a couple different things. And the funny thing is legally, that guy, my lawyer, was the biggest a-hole on the planet when he was representing me, because he would do everything to fight for me, and he was my a-hole. You know how it is, you want that guy who's going to be an attack dog on your behalf. Now, I didn't kill anybody.
Absolutely.
So.
Everybody hates attorneys until somebody dies. They get in a car accident.
Yeah, until you need
somebody
one.
Like O.J. did.
And mine came
everybody
through.
Everybody hates attorneys until you need one.
Mine came through on several occasions when it came to custody of my kids, when it came through, he came through for an accident, a car accident that I was not at fault, and worked diligently for me. So, yes, everyone hates attorneys until you need one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they did their job.
In his case, those attorneys were nothing more than street whores.
Well, on that note, on that sweet, innocent note, we're going to go to break. We'll be back with more Last Call, News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVC. On the Dave Congleton Show, Hometown Radio on News Talk 920 KVEC and 96.5. Don't forget about that number as well. Speaking of numbers, you can call in because this is Last Call. This is your chance. Wrap up the week, finish strong, push through the pain, and call in at 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. Those numbers will bring you into any conversation you want to have about any topic you want. It's topic du jour right now. So call in those numbers. You know what they are. You just heard them. And if you got anything you want to talk about, I touched earlier on the illegal motorcycle riding in the Salinas Riverbed and why I think that's going on, because a lot of places that are meant for riding are being shut down. Disney Autopia, that was a topic. Going electric. Maybe they should get little Disney Tesla cars over there. And OJ, the former, I don't know, former running back slash former person alive, OJ Simpson. It seems that there hasn't been much love lost with him gone. So any of those topics or anything you got, if you want to complain about your neighbor playing loud music, whatever you have, call in 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. There you go. I'm going to shut this mic off while I cough. Hold on. There we go. All right. Call in those numbers if you want. I'm going to chit-chat with Jimbo over here. What do you got going on this weekend?
I'm just going to be working and...
Like working or working around the house?
Working. Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe around the house a little bit too. So working, and then working. But you know what? The Autopia thing, I was like thinking about that. It's in Tomorrowland. So that's the other thing, is we got to like think of things that are coming down the pike with that. And you know, I love the Autopia. I do. I always thought it was kind of fun. But yeah, and you walk in there, you smell the gasoline, and it's basically the engines are just, you know, it's just like a VW engine, it seems like, you know.
Well, lawnmower, VW engine, yeah, same horsepower.
Yeah, and
same sound.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed about it because it's nostalgic, but on the other hand, it's in Tomorrowland and things from
Is Autopia Tomorrowland? I thought they were Adventure. No, I thought it was a different land.
No, they're in Tomorrowland.
Huh.
Yeah, so
Google that one to check out because I want to be correct because Disney might come and buy us up and then close us down if we're not correct.
Yeah, well, let me just double check that right now.
Yeah, they should go battery with that. As much as I'm
asking right now.
Okay, go ahead. I think that's where battery belongs. Like little amusement park rides, little stuff like that. That's great for battery. You have a closed course. You have a ton of extra vehicles, so you can have some charging while some are moving. You don't have that backlog of vehicles. I think that's the perfect place for an electric vehicle. And if it is indeed in Tomorrowland, it's a tomorrow future today. So I'm in agreement with that one.
Yeah, it's in Tomorrowland.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not the world of tomorrow as far as Autopia is concerned. So maybe that's a thought too. And they're trying to make it a little bit more... You know, it's tomorrow. One of those rides that little kids can do, and it's fun. And I actually have a good time on it when I'm on it.
But I do. It's funny because you're used to driving big cars,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden you drive this little, you know,
like a go kart, yeah. Basically.
It's fun.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. But it is not the world of tomorrow.
I missed the little boat ride that went around that, and there was that PA announcer who said, "We're little skippers, pilot their private yachts," and they just around the little river around the submarine ride. So it was kind of like intertwined with the submarine ride / Autopia. It was all part of that area.
Yeah.
And that's gone.
Have you ever been to the Walt Disney Museum in San Francisco?
No.
Oh, you must.
I didn't even know there was one in San Francisco.
You must go. It's really cool. It's the Disney family. It's not Disney Productions or anything like that. It's the Disney family, and one of the original Autopia cars is there in the museum.
Hmm.
From the original park in 1955. It's amazing. It's really amazing to go see.
Well, if somebody's been there and they want to call in, feel free. The number is 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832 if you've been to that Disney Museum up in San Francisco.
You got to go.
Yeah. So when you go park there, is the smashing of your window free while you're waiting to go in?
That's what it is.
Up in San Francisco?
It's a little bit nicer area. It's the Presidio.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, but yeah.
Oh, we got a call. All right. Somebody must have been there, so they're calling in. And we're here doing last call. So if you want to call in as well, feel free. We got a couple calls. Good. Excellent. Excellent. My plan is working. We got Alan. Of course, Alan's calling in. What's up?
Hey. Yeah, I have not been to the museum, but I'm thinking Autopia, the only place I can drive a car safely.
Yeah, it's got that rail right in the middle, so...
Exactly.
If you can't see, that's fine.
No big deal. Yeah, what am I going to do?
Yeah, you're just driving like everyone else in Los Angeles.
Bumper to bumper.
Bang, bang, bang.
That's right.
So what's on your mind?
Yes. I was just flashing, of all things, on a Star Trek episode.
Okay.
And here's this big, this green creature, creepy, that decided to take over the minds of children and then be able to get onto a starship so he can go take over some colony and just work his way around the universe. But what I love about it, that creepy character was played by a real attorney, Melvin Belli. I forget which case made him famous back in the 60s, but I'm going, well, there's typecasting for you.
Well, that's, you know, that's what lawyers do, take over your mind.
That's right.
Yeah.
And make the money to go with it. Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for letting us know who played that character.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. All right. We got Ron. Ron, you're in AG. What's up?
Well, I'm 78. I was in grammar school in the 50s, and I think Disneyland opened up in 55 or 56. And before I graduated in 59 out of grammar school, I'd been there 10 years and ten times. And four or five of us would go down to Disneyland, us little kids, and we get on that Autopia ride, Autotopia, whatever they call it. And in those days, there was no track down in the middle, of the, it held the cars from going side to side. So, so all of us, we would bounce from one side to the other, and then the guy in front of you would, you know, let off his gas, and you'd put your gas on and smash into him. And they actually had, Disney employees spread out around there. And if they saw you doing that, they got on your car, you know, and rode you, told you to, okay, you got to go over here and get out. And they took your name down and they said, you can't ride that, this ride again, you know. But, yeah, it was a completely different ride. The only thing that, I'd be concerned about, with the electric, battery instead of the gasoline is, how long does it take to charge up that battery in that little car? And, you know, they go from morning to night all day long. And, if you've got the electric car, I'm sure the batteries are nowhere near like at a Tesla or some of these other cars. It have to be small, and will it hold a charge that'll go on for hours?
Well, I think in this case, it's perfect for an electric cart because you can just have 50 cars behind you. So one's charging, you just shuffle in the next one, and it's a closed course, so you can kind of figure out how long the battery's going to last. And it's a way to kind of control the variables much better than you would on, let's say, the street, where you don't know, today I'm going up a hill, tomorrow I'm going to be driving in the wind. You don't have to worry about all the variables in this case, and you can actually calculate the lifespan and prepare with enough backup vehicles to have a constant cycle of new ones coming in.
You know, and while you were saying that, and I was thinking, one of the other ways, in the old days, there was no rail down the middle. They put the rail in
because
so
you
could not smash in the sides. But, you know, what about having a rail that was somewhat protected so you couldn't get electric shock, but it was on the bottom in the center, and that had electrical charge? You know, there's like the railroad, the high-speed railroads or whatever,
yeah, like
they have,
the train
bullet
cars.
Trains.
Yeah.
That would, I just can't see a small battery being charged. And you know, you've got hundreds of people that do that probably in an hour and a half.
Well, I don't
ride
know that,
those cars.
I don't think they're going to take advice from you since you're the one that had the rail put in the first place. Since from your from all the damage you guys did, so
we used to love Disneyland.
Yeah. I bet.
And you know, back there, I could get a pass for $3.50 for the whole day on all the rides. It was so different. And if your mother and father or whoever brought you wanted to come in, it was $2.50 for them to get through the gate. And that's when they had the ticket books. And if you wanted to do a ride, you'd have to buy a ticket book. But if they were just there to chaperone, they can get in for $2.50.
And yeah, now it's $3.
Times have changed.
Yep, it's up to $3 now. Thank you very much, Ron, for your input. We have another call. Let's go to Tony the Tiger in Atascadero. What's up?
Hey, my rant for today is that I listened to something from Paul Harvey from 1974 where he was talking about At that point in time, it was global warming again back then. But this was because of the ozone depletion and the aerosol sprays that we were using. And when the, you know, the studies that they did with the ozone layer and how the it does go through cycles and so forth. But they also were saying that we were punching holes in it every time we launched one of the rockets into space. So my statement to you is I don't see these leftist environmentalist people complaining about how many Starlink missions we're firing up into space and what the carbon footprint is on that. Nobody's complaining about it.
I hear it, but not as much.
I was going to say, I think, and the reason why I say it the way that I do is because it's nice for those people to be able to complain.
Well, it sounds like you're breaking up a bit. I can say that 50% of the damaged ozone layer is from Aquanet in the 1980s. So that that's an official scientifically researched thing. It's in the Journal of New England Medicine. Are you back?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, my mom used to send me into Cornet and Atascadero and get Superhold Aquanet.
Mm-hmm. My mom, too. Not sending me in, but that was my mom and my friend's mom. Man, all of our moms. And then the hair bands came, and that's what depleted the ozone layer. Thank you very much for calling in. Let's get to one more call before we go to a break. We got Jeff in San Luis. What you got for us?
Happy weekend, Craig.
Thank you, Jeff.
I had a question for you personally. You've lived in this area quite some time, and I've been doing an awful lot of interviewing with homeless, and there are different categories, in my opinion, of homeless. There are veterans, seniors, mentally ill, the drug crowd, and then kind of a combination of the drug/mentally ill crowd. And there's such a ridiculous amount of these folks that are on one thing or another, whether it be severe amounts of alcohol or fentanyl, methamphetamine, and what have you. And we see very, very little rehab centers that they're access to. The ones we see, like Ken Starr, who is amazing, but off the charts expensive, does a great job, but like I say, expensive. And Medi-Cal has, in from what I was told, offered to pay for rehab in Morro Bay Recovery, which isn't in San Luis, but at least it's in the county, yet it's getting shot down, and the Board of Supervisors is not letting that money get distributed and people get help. In your opinion, if we had a big program with actual real-life rehab, where you're not locking somebody in a room, watching them go stir crazy, keep them occupied with anything at all, do you think that would make a big difference in our homeless population out where you live in San Luis, through the whole county?
That's a good question. I don't know. It would be meaningful to some, but I don't know how many. I know there's a big facility in Morro Bay right now at that, formerly a hotel, and now it's, I can't remember what it's called. I remember driving by, and it had like the worst sign for a hotel, and then I realized it was no longer a hotel. And but it's a sober living facility, so I don't know. I can't answer that question because I'm not tapped into that world. I have not done the studying that you have done on this topic, and I got to let you go because we got to go to a break. I'm actually running behind, but that is a good question. That is food for thought. Email that to Dave, and let's see what we can do about that. But what I can do something about is going to a break. You're listening to Hometown Radio on Newstalk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can. All right, Jim, I want you to do the choreography part. You know what it is. Here we go.
Good time.
Hands. Here we go. Oh, you got to have choreographed dance numbers.
I met the village people.
The original real ones or like the
kind of were the second cop.
Oh, okay.
But actually, a really nice guy.
I'm sure he is.
He was a really nice guy, and they were doing a show in Santa Maria, and at the time on Coast, I was doing a 70s disco night, and one of our sales department came around and said, so they're doing a disco night at the fair in Santa Maria, and they're like, we don't know who to send down there to do it. And I'm like, I do a disco night, a 70s like disco kind of blondie-ish kind of thing, and they're like, you do? And I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe throw, and their sponsorship's available for my show.
Yeah.
I was backstage with all of them, and they were really nice.
That's
guys.
Great.
Yeah. Well, and we had like listeners go down and have fun. And
that's a little inside baseball. How much the sales staff listens to the radio?
Yeah, the radio. I was like, hey, there's a thing right here that you guys threw in your sales meeting every week, and their sponsors is available for that show.
Yeah. If there's one thing fun. I think disco, I think Jim.
Yeah,
that's what I think. Boy,
you know, but it was a pretty fun show.
And the actually. Village people hung out at the gym a lot, apparently. Yeah, they loved it there. Yeah, anyway, this is Last Call. And if you want to call in, 800-549-5832 or 805-543-8830, whatever is on your mind. I want to kind of circle back, as Corinne Jean-Pierre says. Let's circle back to... is she the one that said that? I think she's the
I
one.
Don't know.
Anyway, I think it was the other one who said that. Anyway, Jeff was asking, do I think it would make a difference? And I think... yeah, it'll make a difference. I don't know how big, but I do think a lot of the mental illness in the homeless, specifically the ones that do a lot of specific drugs, I think that mental illness is caused, and I'm not my personal opinion, it's proven that it's caused a significant amount by the drugs they're using, because meth, they had to change the recipe, and there's basically new meth, which uses drugs that bring on... what is it called? One is forgetfulness in myself. It brings on psychotic breaks. It gives you schizophrenia, basically. You smoke yourself schizophrenic because of the chemicals in your brain. It actually damages the connective tissues in your brain and gives you schizophrenia. They show all these studies where people that have no history, usually schizophrenia has a history in the family. So they have families with no history of that. And then all of a sudden they're developing it at 30 years old, 40 years old, schizophrenia. And so there's this idea like, oh, a lot of the homeless are mentally ill. Well, they're mentally ill because they made themselves that way. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying a significant portion of them recently, that's why there's this massive jump. Because in the old days, you could do your meth and then go back to your roofing job because they're all on meth. But nowadays, you do the new meth. And you can look it up, just Google new meth. And you'll see the chemicals that they're using now, which damage the brain and actually bring on mental issues. And that's what's damaging. So it's not just a bad problem, but it's a bad problem that's getting worse because of what is in the actual drugs themselves nowadays. So if you want to look it up, look up new meth. It's like new coke, but for meth. And there's a little background for you. And I think those people, once you have it, once your brain is destroyed, there's nothing you can do. You know, you can manage, but you're not getting it back. They're not going back to their job, you know, doing banking and whatnot, because that's been lost at that point. I should get somebody in here sometime from the county mental health, but I think they're too busy. Like, not that they're bad, but they want to talk about, you know, treatment and help and flowers and goodness and everyone's happy, whereas dealing with the actuality of smoking themselves into brain damage. I don't know if they want to touch on that subject. So maybe next time we'll get into that. So that's my answer for Jeff's question. I do want to say thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Thanks for participating in Last Call. I want to thank my guests. My, you know, Pet and Pie, if you want to get your pet, go down to Kenny Animal Services. That dog today was absolutely terrific. And speaking of terrific, the raspberry rhubarb pie was super delish, and I'm glad I got a chance to enjoy that from Lynn's. James Taylor was our guest, talked about that pie and how much he loved it. Thank you very much for coming in. Randy Pust, with her expertise in the restaurant industry, was terrific as well. And coming up right now, Barry Cleveland is going to be updating us on his Parkinson's journey. Thank you very much for listening. You're listening to News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVC. Thank you, Jim.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.